For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to apologize to you all again. Because again, you're stuck with me. Instead of having Deacon Marvin here again, I apologize for that. He got to go to Monsignor Scipio Salas's funeral today. I didn't get to go. Because of that, he's representing us, and I'm unable to. And in fact, a beautiful thing about Monsignor Scipio Salas, not only did he baptize me, but he baptized me in the Church of Our Lady of Fatima. And that's also where his funeral is taking place today. Very special significance. Oh, open the door for that man.
Let him in. He was from Santa Rosa also.
Huh? Yeah, he was from here as well, but actually he was even more so from Anton Chico.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more specifically, but he has ties there as well. Marvin was talking about that last night. But what we find here in the scriptures, remember that phrase, that passage that from Romans, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You've heard that before, right? Of course, all of us have. Protestants beat us over the head with that, right? All the time. They say, hey, because it says all have sinned, that means St. Joseph has sinned too. You say that he hasn't sinned as Catholics. Well, because it says all have sinned here, that means that Mary sinned. So she's not perfect. You say that she's the perfect Virgin Mother of God. No, she sinned. It says right there in Scripture. I tell you, they don't know what they're talking about. When I talk about here and I say every person in Santa Rosa is just an absolutely lovely person, I love them all. Do I mean that every single individual person is absolutely lovely? It's true that I love them all, but it doesn't mean that every single one of them is lovely, right? Okay. Well, it's the exact same thing. What St. Paul is mentioning here, he's saying that all and always and for the most part, every single person has sinned and continues to fall short of the glory of God. He's not talking about every single individual. He's saying always and for the most part. Of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary didn't sin. Otherwise, she couldn't have been full of grace. It wouldn't agree with what it says in the first chapter of Luke there. Otherwise. And if that were to be true, and if it were to admit no exceptions, then taking that Protestant line of logic, wouldn't it also mean that Jesus himself has sinned? Can't be so. God can't sin. God wouldn't sin. There we go, brothers and sisters, is to have a deeper understanding of what God speaks to us in the Holy Scriptures. Yes, you and I, there's not a single person in this room who's ever sinned. Is there somebody ever not sinned before? Raise your hand. Okay, good. We don't have any liars here. Because what it says in another place of Scriptures, it says, he who says he has not sinned is a liar, and the truth does not live in him. Who is the truth? Jesus Christ. When he said in John, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Brothers and sisters, all of us sin, but that doesn't mean that we don't have an advocate in heaven who has not sinned, who is Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean we don't have his mother who never sinned in this life, even though there were those temptations that were always existing around her. She remained pure from her virginal conception, or from her immaculate conception, all the way through the whole of her life. And we have Saint Joseph as well, who we know, even though he wasn't conceived immaculately, he still had a sin nature just like each and every one of us did. Yet he never sinned either. So in our struggles, we know that it's not the person who falls the most number of times who's the strongest, but rather it's the one who steadfastly keeps going against the flow of the current. Not somebody who's given in, but somebody who steadily keeps making that progress toward God despite being pushed back by the rest of the world. That's why you and I have such a great advocate in Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, and of course Jesus Christ, who is God himself. Taking that scripture, we recognize that each one of us needs help. So the answer is today, if we can receive Holy Communion, we recognize that the only reason why we're able to do so is because Jesus makes us well. Jesus gives us the forgiveness of sins. to recognize that the rest of us are in the same boat as us. So when you look at your neighbor, can't judge them. When you look at your neighbor, you shouldn't be gossiping about their faults. When you look at your neighbor, you shouldn't be trying to tear them down. You know why? Because in Santa Rosa, we're our brother's keepers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.